Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing While I'm Waiting, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled God's Answers in Troubled Times, from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34.
I'm waiting on you, Lord, and I am hopeful. I'm waiting on you, Lord, though it is painful. But patiently I will wait. And I will move ahead, bold and confident, taking every step in obedience. While I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting, I will worship. While I'm waiting, I will not faint. I'll be I'm waiting on you, Lord, though it's not easy, no, but faithfully I will wait. Yes, I will wait, and I will move ahead, bold and confident, taking every step in obedience. While I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting, I will worship. While I'm waiting, I will not faint. I'll be taking every step in obedience. Yeah, while I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting, I will
You need to take your little pity stool and sit it outside. Let the garbage truck come by and pick it up. You don't need it no more.
Amen.
Amen. You need to stand up and declare, my God has me covered. My God is on my side. My God is for me. I have nothing to worry about, for God's in control. Preacher, you're living in a make-believe world. No, I'm living in what the Word says to live in. And see, if you're not living in this, you're living apart from this. And if you're living apart from this, you're living in sin. You're living in sin. Yeah, but I didn't go out and shoot nobody. I didn't go out and commit no crimes. I didn't go out and smoke no dope. I didn't go out and do this and do that. Let me tell you what. You're still guilty if you're living and filled with worry, anxiety, and fear. It's still sin. Why don't you open this up and just let it absorb into your soul and your spirit and your mind? I mean, when you get this into your being today, it changes you. It equips you. It delivers you. It fills you up. Amen. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. God said, He is from everlasting to everlasting. Let me tell you about this God whom we serve. If this God could close the mouths of lions for Daniel, and if this God could deliver three Hebrews from a burning fiery furnace, if this God could bring today a behemoth giant down and have his head severed from his body, if this same God, if He could calm the raging seas and speak, peace be still, if this same God could part the Red Sea and the Jordan River, if this same God could save a wretched lost sinner like me and you, if this same God can heal the sick, which He does. We had a prayer meeting in here last Wednesday night. Well, we had a Bible study, and it turned into a prayer meeting. And I prayed over Randy, and God touched him miraculously. His pain went away. Just like my finger snapped, that's the way the pain went away. God's working, amen. See, He can heal the sick. But you got to believe it if He's going to do it. Amen. You know what? He could give sight to the blind. And if God could do all these things, how much more can He do for you? Amen. How much more can God do for you? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him. And He says He will direct your paths. Amen. He is your God. He is your Father. And let me tell you, He's going to see to it that everything is going to work out in your life, all right. Amen. Jesus used the fact that, listen, He used two phenomenal words in His ministry. And it's simply this, fear not. Say it, fear not. Say it again, fear not. Turn to your neighbor and say, fear not. Now you turn back to that person who just told you that and say it to them, fear not. King David said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. I'm about ready to have a spell. Amen. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Whew, Lord, here it comes. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever! The enemy today, listen, is defeated. And Jesus is Lord. So Jesus defeated fear and the power of sin at the cross. It's done. It's finished. It's over with. The devil is down and defeated and out. Put your foot on his head and say, you're defeated in Jesus' name. Stop letting Him rise up above you and move into your home, move into your mind, move into your life and manipulate you. Bless God, put the devil where he belongs. Stand your ground in Jesus' name. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Nothing is going to work until you start seeking God and His Word. And friend, you've got to enter into His presence. You've got to get into the presence of God for this to work. If you're here today, are you looking for answers and solutions and direction and help? You can look to God and His Word, and He will give you solutions for sin, for worry, for provision, for direction. And it's all found here. Isn't that amazing? Isn't this an amazing book? Isn't this an amazing God that gave us this book? Whew. I'm so glad that we have Him on our side. I'll tell you what, I'm really glad I'm a Christian. I don't know about you, but man, I'm just smack happy glad I'm a Christian. Born again, blood washed today, and delivered, and set free, and a child of the King. Amen. King and a priest, I'm a child of the Most High God. Devil, you better back up! In the name of Jesus. So you can come into His presence today. And I believe that's what He is inviting you to do right now. He's inviting you to come into His presence, where you can find the help and the strength, the direction, the leadership, and everything that you need in your life. His arms are open. He's ready today to make a change in your life. Are you ready for Him to do it? Let's stand to our feet. Father, I pray right now. I don't know if there's anyone in this building lost, but Lord, I pray You'll deal with their heart right now. Are you lost today, friend? Just taking a moment from the prayer. Carlton, I don't know today for certain that heaven's my home. If I died, I don't know where I'd go. I don't know what to do. Pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Remember me in your prayers. Remember me. I'm concerned about my soul. I'll ask you to do it. Slip your hand up right now. Anybody? 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 Now, how about your life today? God's calling you into His presence. Are you willing to come, Father, right now? Start moving on our hearts today in this song of invitation. Lord, today start moving on our lives and start drawing us to You. Have Your way right now. Help us to, Lord, desire You. Help us, Lord, to hunger for You. Help us, Lord, to seek You. Help us, Lord, to call upon You. That folks in here that raise their hand, they've got needs and burdens in their life. Help them to come. The solution's here in Your presence.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.